Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as the Used Book Guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike sitting next to Johnny. I'm just going to let him take it away. It's his topic, so let's get into it.
Help! I need somebody! So going through this alone can be a struggle, and doing your day-to-day operations can also be a struggle. So we're gonna cover a gamut of things from real life employees, meaning they come into your space and help you and assist you in your day-to-day work, or a virtual assistant and or equipment that you need to perform the task and that would make you have no employees, and then groups, getting just verbal help, asking the questions you need help with. So that's what we're going to be covering today.
Do you think, I mean, I know the answer to this, right? Because we talked about we kind of hit on this in different ways over the years. It's weird to say, right? We've been doing this podcast over the years of us doing
Oral.
This.
Oral.
Oh my God. Do you think resellers are too quick to hire on help?
100%. They I'm not going to say they need to pay their dues, but they need to be financially sound before they jump the gun in that. And of the list I mentioned, helpful tools is the way to go first. Get tools. They don't cost money after you purchase them. Everything else costs money after you subscribe, if you're doing the group methods or you hire somebody virtual or in person. Recurring cost. The tools and equipment, that those have no recurring cost, one-time upfront fee. So in my opinion, the tools, software, equipment, stuff like that needs to be purchased first. And then if you still need help after that fact, then it's time to do that, assuming your cash is squared away in order to do so. If it's not, you need to hold off a minute and continue the status quo.
I think the way we look at this, it's different, right? Because we have the eBay land and the Amazon land are the main two lands we live in. And I think in Amazon, I think it's the same way as eBay, that people jump into it because if you leverage your tools, and I wish there was like a, I don't know, like some kind of like a business gauge that you had to fill up before you were even able to think about hiring help. Like you have to, I always tell everybody, well, max out yourself before you think about hiring somebody else. And I think when I say max, I mean like be efficient. What's the most you possibly can get done? What happens here is people max themselves out in air quotation marks. And it's just because they're overwhelmed because their business is kind of all over the place. So they feel like they need to hire somebody. But in actuality, if they just straighten out their own business and their own processes, they could get a lot of their time back. So it's almost like a false sense that you need somebody when in actuality, you are probably the furthest thing away from needing somebody.
If you've never produced a schedule for yourself, if you've never done a time audit, and or recorded yourself to figure out the mistakes that you're doing, you have no business hiring an employee right now. You need to do those three things minimum. And then stage four is, well, once you've done all these things, well, what makes me faster? Or, hey, I need to stop doing this thing repeatedly that I see myself doing in this recording. If I'm setting my phone down, or if I'm having to walk to the wall each time to pull a package, there's so many refinement things you can do first, because if you hire an employee before you do those things, they're going to be making the mistakes that they're unaware of. They don't even know their mistakes yet because you told them what to do, but you've been doing it wrong. You're still continuing to do it wrong. So those mistakes are just going to compound and cost you more money because you're not going to get their hour, the most out of their hour that you pay them that you could be doing if you did those things for yourself first. You are the master of your business. And you need to be the professional at your business and then literally teach somebody how to be professional for whatever the job task that they're coming on board to do. Honestly, because if you don't, you're going to be in a world for hurt. There are plenty of big businesses. Several big media players went out of the game this year, 100 plus employee staff. I guarantee you they were not efficient, or they had gambling problems, one or the other.
Oh, don't put a slot machine in front of me, dude. I'll be my Amazon money be going right to the casinos. I do think this might be a weird kind of hot take, but I don't care. I don't care what people think or say about us anymore, Johnny. We've been doing this so damn long. Who cares what the people
Once
think?
you've done a year of podcasts, you can say whatever you want.
We're over 2 years. It doesn't feel like it. I feel like we kind of just started this like 2 months ago, but I think
Much.
people try to hire their way out of laziness into like a profitable business, if that makes sense. All right. Like the idea of like automation, and I can just sit back and like everything gets done for me and I just get a paycheck. I think a lot of people, that's what they do because that's what you see it all the time, like Amazon automation or hire a VA for like eBay listings. And like, I don't even have any the slightest like clue why you would even pay somebody to do the eBay listings, because it's the most important thing. And if you got to go in and double check it, triple check it, quadruple check it anyway, you should have just damn did it yourself, right? So these people that hire these people, it's just like, why do I don't it's hard for me, right? You've had employees, I've managed people in a retail environment, so I know what comes with, training people correctly, holding people accountable, all this nonsense. And I think to myself, would I ever need an employee in this business? Possibly. But at that point, I mean, by myself on Amazon, I would probably have to be doing 250 to 500K in sales a year before it would even be on my radar. And even then, like, I would probably just drag Deb in part-time or full-time, and that's kind of like my employee, but not really. So I think that you have so much potential as one person in reselling to make so much damn money. Look at the people we've had on here, right? They've done, some of them, seven figures, multiple six figures, all by themselves. And sure, the time may come when they need an employee, but that's never the first thing on their mind, right? The first thing on their mind of these people that are successful is like, how much can I make by myself? How much more efficient can I be by myself? And I think it's two completely different reselling mindsets. Is you have the people that want to run to the employee right away, and you have the people that run to themselves right away and like, okay, what can I do better to make more money in the same amount of time or less time?
Right. The counter argument is that employee frees you up time to do more profitable tasks. And that is true in and of itself. That is 100% true. However, if you haven't, again, if you haven't optimized your efficiencies, if you haven't optimized your, I've redone my format for how I've done my eBay listings. I've redone my format of how I do my storage. And that takes time and that takes the thinking time. And if I wasn't in it, I wouldn't come up with the ideas that I've come up with already to improve the business more or less. And it's just night and day difference. Even in a VA, that's going to take time. It's going to take more time if you're doing a virtual assistant, in my opinion, because it's either screenshotting or scheduling a call for when you both meet. It's not like they walk in the door the next day. So it takes a little bit longer and a little bit more patience, in my opinion, if you want to go the VA route. And then I see a lot of people. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I see a lot of people utilizing ChatGPT to help them do their business. In my opinion, that is an employee. That is a tool. That is a tool to help them do their business, either as research or coming up with a fancy description or doing price searching on the internet, all fun things, right? But again, that takes time to do, which you could do faster up start. But again, in any business, if you work long and hard at something and improve the processes and refine it, that tool is going to serve you better, especially in the realm of ver or
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
AI, artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's crazy to see, and this is just like the infancy stages of AI, and this is like the beginning of it, and it's kind of been a form of that has existed in the media game for years, right? The mega sellers that have the conveyor belts that just scan the barcode, and then it goes down and it puts it into whatever Gaylord that it's going into, right? There's 10 different Gaylords that the item's going into, so it's kind of existed in a way in the media land for the huge sellers. For 10 plus years, when I think about AI, when it comes to like eBay, right? Everybody's like, oh, you get this stupid AI description, right? Like, and I always type it just to piss you off, right? When I do my one listing a year, Johnny, I'm like, I'm gonna hit use AI description just to
Go
piss.
do
And
it, Mike. Go do it.
I know it like a ghost slaps you on the back of the head, like, hey, Mike just hit that button, right? Wherever we're at in the universe. But I think there's gonna be trends we're gonna see where big companies or small companies are gonna start leveraging AI almost in a way. I think about it like this. The Amazon seller app, you can scan anything and it'll pull it up, right? It'll pull up the remote, that exact item. I think we're going to start seeing more of that in like different categories. Say, for example, like clothing or shoes. Like, there's going to be these mega sellers that have this AI that's advanced. And I've even seen it now too, where people are developing AIs where you can drag and drop a picture, like this kind of fake library I have behind me. And the AI automatically reads the spines of the books and prints out a list of all of the books. So you don't have to sit there and look and see which book it is anymore. I think we're headed that way. What happens when you have a lot of these mega sellers, you become like media, the most oversaturated category on planet Earth. So you as a small person has to kind of start thinking of ways how you can be different and make money. I think it's going to be tough when it comes to utilizing the tools in a way that's going to be beneficial to you as a small person, but I still think there's going to be a way. But the tools, they are your friends, and especially in Amazon land. I mean, even eBay, right? Like, you got the Terapeak. There's so many tools behind the scenes. Like, I've never even ran a sale on eBay. There's so many different things. I know you were focused on kind of building a store, like building a rapport for repeat customers, but we don't think about using that. People run to the actual person instead of the tools. Like, I'd rather have, like, no offense, Johnny. I don't want Johnny. Give me the cool tool that's going to give me back my time, right? Because what if Johnny's like, well, Mike, I'm still combing my beard, and he's like 3 hours late, and I'm like, dude, where the hell are you at? But the software is right here. It's right at our fingertips. And I think we have to leverage that more. And I know a lot of us have been doing this for a long time, and all this is brand new. And people don't like change, right? We're like, oh, I don't want, no, dude, the AI sucks. I don't want to use it. But I'm here to tell you, if it's going to make my life easier, then I'm all for it, right? And because what happens, you either get on the train or you get left behind at the station. And you get left behind at the station, it's freezing cold out. You don't got a coat on. All of a sudden, you get the bite, right? You get the frostbite. That's the end of the line, dude. I'm just saying.
Right. So let's talk about when you need to get an employee. We'll start with human beings. The virtual assistants are human beings, but they're their own bag, in my opinion. So we're going to start with human beings. So when should you hire a person to come in, and what should they be doing? You got enough cash, like 6 months in the bank, in case something drastic happens, to continue to pay whatever salary it is you've agreed upon, whether it's 20 hours a week times. Well, 6 months of weeks. I mean, come on. You need at least that much money, because you don't know what's going to happen in your business. We get curveballs thrown at us every day, and our job is to adjust, adapt, or die. Most of us die. So let's do some adjust and adapting here. So I think 6 months of salary for that employee is a good range to have. Just okay, I got 6 months saved up, and now I'm going to bring somebody in. Whether that's taken, I don't know. 5% of everything that comes in, sticking it into the payroll account. And when you have 6 months, well, pull the trigger on it. You're more than safe at that point. You could do it sooner. You could always do it sooner, sure. But you're not safe at that point. I want you to be safe when you bring on a staff member.
You
Now,
think people try to hire into profitability?
absolutely, profitability and scalability. Be like, oh, if I could scale, I'll make so much more money. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately. It'll work to a degree, but everybody plays Excel Math Millionaire, and all they see is the millions of dollars they'll make if they just bring in X amount of staff, because that staff can produce X on that Excel sheet, and that's not the true. And there's also turnover, and there's also hiccups. New fees come on, which make your Excel sheet worthless at that point. And now you're unprofitable. Way to go, Excel Math Millionaire.
I
Yes.
do like the idea though, like you said, like the 6 months kind of salary set aside. But I'm here to tell you, Johnny, that's a big ask, right? Like, a lot of
It
us
is a big
resellers are
ask.
broke, and it takes, I think it's all about time, right? Can you sit down and tell yourself that this process is going to take years and be okay with it? And I think most people can't do that. And, I relate to it all the time. It took Me and Deb, years and years of a weekly budget to get out of debt. Like years. Nobody's gonna, nope, they're not lining up outside, Johnny, to sign the dotted line to do something for 3 years so they can hire an employee, especially not in the reselling world because it's not spun that way. Nobody's out here. I mean, I don't even say it's going to take you years to kind of start a business and grow a business. So I don't, I think it's hard to get people to kind of do what you're saying. And that's why,
Wait 1 minute.
uh-oh, Johnny's got company. This might be a live Unsolved Mysteries episode. But yeah, I think a lot of people, they just want to run. The idea of slowing down and committing to a process, which is growing a business. And it all starts with that mindset of having a business. As a reseller, you can't just be like, well, I'm just a reseller, right? I'm just a reseller. I'd rather call yourself like an entrepreneur or a small business owner. Yeah. And you know, my wife says, well, your podcast is titled Resellers Mindset. Why isn't it Small Business Mindset or Entrepreneur Mindset? Because we're so attached to that term reselling. And overall, when we think about reselling, we kind of just, it's fiddle faddle. You kind of do what you want, go to the stores when you want, make a little money when you want. It's so hard for people to commit to this game, this business, for 3+ years. And a lot of people that have, you become stagnant, right? And if I look at myself when I started, I had no idea. I'm just sending stuff. I'm just trying to grow my business. But now I'm like, well, now I can really start growing this business. And if I look back, you could argue that I wasted the first 3 years of this business because I, like everybody else, was just like, hey, this is cool. I can make some money on the side. And I never really took it seriously to the extent that I should have. And I probably missed, I don't, it's not probably, I know I missed out on a lot of money, but never once did I think about hiring an employee. For me, I think it's different. I think if I was the eBay only seller, I would be more motivated to scale quickly to hire an employee to scale again, because I know the workload is completely different for you eBay sellers than it is for us Amazon sellers. Our software is our employee in Amazon. In eBay, you have to have somebody else, but that's so hard. It's not just hire somebody, like Johnny said, because you have to train them to do everything the same way. And let's face it, nobody's going to be as passionate or as detail-oriented about your business as you are. So you hire somebody on, and unfortunately, they suck. Well, most resellers haven't been in a management situation, haven't had to let somebody go. Well, I don't want to fire little old Rosie because, you know, she's 70 years old. This is her only job. Yeah, she's not the best, but you know, this is her only income. And then you wind up, you just get stuck in a rut, and it just sucks the capital and life out of you and your business because you know you have somebody that's not doing everything you need them to do, and they're taking the money from the business. It's tough for me. I don't see myself hiring somebody, Johnny. I mean, I do think, I know you can scale an Amazon business into 7 figures by yourself. So for me, I'm just like, would I need to hire somebody? Maybe, but what the hell would they even do? I don't even know what I would even have them do. And I think people don't even ask that question. They just think hire somebody. And then I guess the question is, do you, if you hire somebody, are you hiring them to do a set thing, or are you hiring them to clone yourself and be able to do it all?
I think the latter works the best, and the former works for you learning how to manage employees. Cloning yourself, I think, takes time and effort and energy a lot more so than hiring somebody for a singular task. If you've never managed employees, doing the clone, well, it's going to exhaust you, honestly, because you're wanting them to be a carbon copy right now today. No, that's not how that works. That takes months, if not a year. Even in VA land, well, it's not a complete clone. In VA, you're usually training them to do one single thing. But I think hiring a clone is the best and ultimate and the way to go, but when you're ready for it in all actuality. Because if you try it and you fail and you fire that person because they don't meet you, the owner's expectations, you may choose not to hire for a very long time, even though you need to do so, just because you've had a bad experience, because you yourself were inexperienced in managing people.
I think you do learn a lot though if you hire somebody, right? You hire somebody into the business, And you're like, well, what's going on here? Why isn't this person like doing this or doing that? And you realize, whoa, wait a minute, then this is something I got to change. So it can be eye-opening, but there's easier ways and cheaper ways to realize your own faults and hiring somebody and then being responsible for that person's, paycheck every single week to learn things about yourself and your business. And Johnny said in the beginning, like, I've never recorded myself doing anything besides for like YouTube, right? Like, I don't record myself going through a bulk pickup or things like that. But I do think there is some merit to doing that. And I still suck at time management. I'm nowhere near as good as I possibly can be. And thankfully, I have somebody, a significant other, that's real good with time management. She says, hey, well, when you're doing this, you're distracted by these other things. So for me, an employee just, it wouldn't make sense, but I do know there's a lot of people out there now that could benefit from an employee. And I know it's scary to hire somebody, but if you have the capital or if you check off all the boxes, you have the money, you have the supply, right? Because if you hire somebody else, you're going to be going through a lot more inventory. You should be listing, double what you are from when you were just by yourself. So if you check the boxes, I think it's okay to hire somebody, but I will caveat that with you don't always have to be, the Johnny of the universe where his main plan is to grow this kind of empire and be able to have a clone of himself. And so they can run the business. And he's kind of just the overseer that sits in his throne and smokes cigars all day and gets paid. But that is like I said, he signs the dotted line for, okay, this is going to be a 10-year plan for me. And I'm perfectly A-okay with 10 years. That's completely different than a lot of us out here that are just like, hey, we want to make some money as fast as we can. Employees are not the fastest way to make more money. It's the fastest way to go bankrupt and just be done with reselling altogether.
Right. I mean, also, I think the adage, what is it? Quick to fire, but quicker to, f or quick to hire, quicker to fire, will serve you well. I do not stick with someone just because they have the good trait of reliability. If they're bad and they're unteachable and they never learn, they need to go. They need to go yesterday. If you're paying them just because they come in and collect a paycheck, and they're slower than Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, toss them, get rid of them. Mike, he makes fun of me a lot when I used to do this. When I bullpen hired, I would let one go every couple of weeks. It was like Survivor of the employees when I had like six or seven of them coming at once, because I only planned on keeping one, but I needed the best of the best. So hire seven, keeping one, not all of you are going to make it. They had no idea about this. I think they wised up after I fired the second or third one. You know what? They got a little bit quicker once they realized what I was doing. No explanation ever given about that. But I told the last one, but yeah, because she was the winner. Here's the surprise. You get to
Here's your
keep your
briefcase.
job and you get all of their hours. Look at you.
It's tough, man. I mean, you've been there, right? You've dealt with the headaches of people. It's not a, I guess the question is, was it as glamorous as you thought it was going to be?
It's never as glamorous as you think it's going to be, not by a mile. Because here's this thing. Your expectations with them are way up here because you see the pathway of what you and them are going to be doing together. But you're right here. You're just starting that little race, right? And you may be behind schedule, you may be ahead of schedule on some tasks, but way behind or haven't even started these things that are due at the same time. And you want to pull your hair out, and you also take some personal anguish, like, what am I doing wrong? Why aren't they getting it? What can I do to teach them better? And honestly, having that little heart to heart with the employee, like, these are my goals. These are what I want to do. I need your help to get there. Here is my advice. But if you ever have a question or you think you can do it faster and better and more efficient, please do that. But come tell me that efficiency, because maybe I'm in the dark on that, because I'm perfectly fine with the employee having the best idea of all time. I don't need to provide that 100% of the time. I would like staff that does provide ideas on occasion, not all the time, coming to me every 5 minutes. Hey, Johnny, I got this great idea. Hey, Johnny, I don't want any of that, because I'll toss out 99 out of 100 of them, and that's disheartening to them. On that note, here's a little tip. Just say, I'll think about it. Instead of saying no. Because if you say no too often, they will stop coming to you altogether. So you just say, I'll think about it, even though you know it's a no already. And also on the we'll dive into the virtual assistants here. I don't That is a hard game to play because you never know if they're outsourcing their job to like some family member, which is a common problem with VAs or a personal friend or whatever, because they'll just clear a dollar off the five that you sent the person you think's doing the work. You really got to microanalyze the work from the get-go to make sure it's how you explained it, because just like anything,
But it's cheap, Johnny. I pay $2 an hour. And it's
God.
cool. You get like a little merit badge on your reselling, your reselling bomber jacket. You get a big, VA patch you can put on the back.
Yeah, and it's harder to do a VA in my opinion than it is to do an in-person hire. Now, the plus side with the VAs, usually they only have a couple of tasks, and that's all they'll ever have. And if you need another virtual assistant to do other things, great. You may be able to teach. If you got the all-star VA, the best VA of all times, they may be teachable in additional tasks. But normally, it's one or two things max a VA will be doing for you. But you got to be checking the work constantly, 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 because you are the blue button presser. If you're on eBay, you know what the hell I'm talking about. Or you're checking their pricing if they're doing pricing for you on Amazon land, or if they're doing some other tasks. Now, I think out of everything you could hire for shipping, at least eBay shipping is the simplest. If you do the pricing ahead of time for Amazon, arguably they could have a shipper there. But if you're going to do that, you might as well list it yourself because you've done like 98% of the work already
Yeah.
outside of the physical task of boxing it. Now, what do you pay these employees, Johnny? A lot of people, there's two methodologies. By the hour, this is the winner if you're ahead of the game here. Or by the piece or by the task. I'm not a fan of this one because a savvy person like myself would abuse the hell out of that system and I would bankrupt you. I'd be the best of the best. Well, I'll stay at 24 hours and you're going to owe me 24 hours of by the piece listings. If you're doing a VA, a dollar a listing, well, in that realm, even in, if you're doing piecemeal in the physical realm, by the whatever, $6 a task or whatever. It's real easy for them to, I think, take advantage or not the other way. They don't do it because they're not motivated by the task. Everybody's motivated by the hour, but by the task, that's a 50-50 shot, in my opinion. Maybe a little closer to 75 will do it, 25% won't. But, and what if they're doing a bad job? You've already paid for the work. Now you got to pay for them to redo it again. Or and maybe again and again and again for the same item. Oh, here's the big crux of that. You got to know your numbers if you're going to do by the piece. By the hour, too. But I think it's even more extreme by the piece. Because if you're selling $12 items and you're paying a dollar to list the item, I don't know if that's mathematically feasible for you to come out without making 10 cents an hour. Now, who's the VA now? Who's the VA now? It's you.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess around with it until I was super profitable, and I thought to myself, "What? Where do I want this business to go?" I think that's a big thing with me is I want to be super profitable by myself before I even start thinking about making one of these kind of huge jumps. It kind of leads me into the next one I wanted to cover when it comes to help you need somebody, is that there's so many groups out there. There's so many resellers that are doing, six figures, seven figures that have these groups. I think all, even not even the groups. Like, I got amazing people that comment on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, like every single video with great information. I think there's so much good knowledge out there that if you're by yourself and maybe you feel like you need an employee, maybe getting into a group, and kind of seeing what other people are doing is only going to benefit you. And then maybe it opens your eyes up to, hey, all right, and then I don't need to do this. Or you can ask a question to somebody that was maybe in the same situation you were 6 to 9 months ago, years ago, and they can kind of give you guidance of exactly what they did. Now, I'm not saying don't take what everybody says in reselling land, like as code of conduct, right? Like if I sit here and tell you need to do XYZ, well, who the hell am I to tell you how to run your business, right? But I'm here to tell you that in the groups, in the calls, the coaching calls and the weekly calls and the Discords and the Patreons and all these different types of groups, there's a lot of good information. And I do think there is more good information than there is bad information. I think a lot of those bad information groups kind of have gone away since the spike of the reselling during the pandemic. So there's a solid, five groups out there that I could think of where you could join for next to nothing, way cheaper than an employee, right? Like less than $1 a day versus an employee, you're going to be paying $100 a day to actually grow your business and reflect upon yourself in a way where you don't need the employee, or it's gonna help you level up the game. And that help you need, you can drop a question and it'll get answered by somebody that's kind of been in the same situation. But understand, when you join groups, there's always going to be people out there that are like hot shots, right? Like they kind of like, I pride myself on just, being transparent across the board and giving people the exact answer that I would do in that situation. And I try not to be jaded in any way with an answer where I'm like, well, this is how I would do it, or like come off as somebody that's like pompous just because I've been doing this for years. But I do think the groups are a great resource in today's reselling world environment we live in. Sure, there's people that'll never join a group, and that's A-okay, but there's plenty of free groups. There's plenty of free Facebook groups out there. Sure, it's going to take time. It's kind of like the employees, right? You're going to go through the groups, you're going to try to find one that isn't full of these pompous people or people that are talking out both sides of their head. But I personally, as somebody that runs a group and I see other groups out there that I know are putting out great information, I think that maybe should be a requirement. Maybe you should be required to join a paid reselling community before you hire somebody. It's going to be a lot cheaper, and I guarantee you're going to learn a lot more about yourself and your own business when it comes to this. So if you're the person that feels like you need help, it's all out there. You can comment, you can message any of the biggest resellers out there. You don't have to, go just hire an employee and think you can't wing it no more in this business, I guess. So Johnny, I said that Johnny stepped away for those that weren't watching.
I heard everything. I was
Oh,
over there.
so
Well, speaking
you're
of employees, they decided to open my garage door when it was raining cats and dogs, and I didn't have lids on some of my tubs, so some of my merchandise got wet, so I'm not too thrilled. But
How do
continue.
you feel about my statement that you should have to join a paid reselling community before you hire somebody?
I think that's great because they will tell you a lot of the same information we're telling here right now. Also, that you will find refining of systems and processes and or be able to run ideas past people that may spur you in a totally different direction that is well way more in the now what you need to do right now than hiring that employee.
Yeah, and it's easy to, it's I said it's it's you don't got to fire somebody. You can just hit leave the group, right? And then you just disappear.
Yeah, I mean, for every good group, there's 10 bad ones, I won't lie.
I think I can't offer a money back guarantee, right? Because YouTube takes the money, right? YouTube's like the mob boss over me. So you give me your $2.99 and like you're like, this group sucks. I can't believe I'm paying $2.99, right? I can't give you a money back guarantee, but I'm here to tell you, one call every single week for $2.99 is like it's unheard of out there. And that's it might sound like a shameless plug, but even somebody in my, kind of level in quotation marks, or Johnny's level, we're still always learning stuff, because when people are at different stages in their business, everybody's trying different things, right? And some things are actually really good. We have people that come up with the craziest ideas that work in the group, and I'm like, okay, listen, I won't plagiarize this, but I'm kind of sort of gonna do this, all right? Like, and I think it kind of throws people off when they throw something out there, and I'm like, because I'm the leader of the group, and I'm like, that's a good idea. Like, what,
I'm
like.
going to repeat what they just said because I'm the group leader and everybody listens to me. It's like the Pied Piper coming along.
It could
It's
be like
those
the
are.
newest person too, right? The newest person comes in and they have this great idea, and like the first thing they say over in the Discord is like, hey, they put their idea out there, and I'm like, shit, like that is a great idea. I don't know who you are. But I'm doing exactly what you said. And they just started to resell like a month ago. So that's going to do it for this episode. Help is out there. Just make sure if it's a physical person, an AI robot, a software, make sure your business can afford to bring on the help and realize you're by yourself. You have a lot more capabilities than you actually think you do. So we'll talk to you all in next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.